Hello and welcome to episode 13 of the Simpson Studio Podcast, presented by Inner Light Surf Shop. My name is Matt Simpson, and we've got a fun one for you today, because joining me on location in their kitchen is the Murphy family. I've got high hopes for this one, because this sweet family have been making it their desire and ambition to pour into youth alike, passing down generational wisdom and providing a platform of life skills and resources through their website, bedaringlife.com. Be sure to check it out. I am joined by Keith and Rachel Murphy, along with two of their children, Jenna, age 14, and Hudson, age 12. It was a blast getting to know them, and I know you'll enjoy learning faith, life, and wisdom from each of them as they generously share insight from how to build a log house to their experience in adoption and the resources they put out to help needy youth, and more stories that I just know will bless you. All this and more on episode 13 of the Simpson Studio Podcast. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show. All right, today we are joined by the Murphy family here in episode 13 of the Simpson Studio Podcast, Milton, Florida, in the kitchen area. Yep. Yes, here we are. We're sitting with Keith, Rachel, Jenna, and Hudson. Welcome, Murphy family, all together. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for joining in the studio. We're so glad to have y'all.
Thanks for having us.
So we're sitting here together and just having a fun time talking about life, talking about wisdom, talking about faith, the tenets of the show. And these four individuals, along with Ashton and Rebecca and Eric, who aren't here, are just such a sweet family, such a powerful and influential family in their own family household, as well as the area around them, as well as online. So tell us about your website. Tell us about what's going on with Be Daring Life and kind of how this started, Rachel.
Well, it took a long time to get to this point. It wasn't like all of a sudden we knew this is what we're supposed to do. It was just like a bunch of little tiny steps. I would say it started probably 12 years ago when we built a house.
Yeah, tell us about this, because the first thing I shared with our friends, or mutual friends, Brittany Bowman and Brad Bowman, they're like, Brittany's eyes got so big. She's like, they built a log house by themselves. You've got to figure out and ask how that happened. So here's a good segue. Tell us about the log house from bottom up. Keith?
Well, Rachel wanted a log house. We'd talked for a number of years about building a house. It was actually our first house. I mean, we talked about building a log house. We'd looked online, we'd looked at different stuff, and it's been long enough, honestly, I don't remember the decision to build it ourselves, but
we're really frugal people. And we're like, oh, we could do this.
Yeah,
that ourselves. Was
a mistake. we took a 2-day class in Washington. Basically, it was a bunch of head knowledge, honestly, and we had to go out and figure out a lot of it ourselves. And we spent 3 years doing that, from the time that we actually started building until the time that we were able to live in the house itself.
So you grew up in that house, Jenna?
Mm-hmm. I was raised there, practically.
Did you understand that that was kind of different? What kind of lifestyle did you enjoy having friends over and looking at your log house?
Well, we lived out in the middle of nowhere, but you could run around, not have to worry about getting kidnapped or something.
Yeah.
But it was just you could play outside and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, we're not in the log house today, so how long did that last, and how'd the transition over here?
Let's see, we were there until about 3 years ago. We built it. And then we decided that we wanted to adopt
mm-hmm.
and foster, and it wasn't big enough because we only had 3 bedrooms.
Yeah. I love when ideas and desires cause things in your life to make room.
Right.
It's not like, oh, we have a love to adopt, but we can't because it's room. But like, you know what?
Right.
We got to move. If something's been put on your heart, you actually have to make room for that. That's such a cool idea of school faith in action.
And it was cool. I mean, it was neat to say, look, we built this.
We learned a lot.
Yeah. And we learned a lot about ourselves. Because nobody in either family has any construction experience.
Yeah.
We just YouTubed and...
Yeah.
The joke is really before we started building the house, literally like the only thing that we had actually built was like a ladder for the trailer that we were living in, the travel trailer that we were living in.
Yeah. So you have 4 children at the time and there was something that was still missing there and the need to adopt. Walk us through that and what kind of led you through that road.
Well, we'd always kind of joked about adopting because my parents were missionaries in China
mm-hmm.
for 20 years.
Very cool.
And we always said, well, one day we're going to adopt from China. And actually, my mom had sent us a picture of a baby that one of their friends had found. He still had his cord attached, so he was newborn. He was partially frozen. They found him in a public restroom.
Wow.
And we were trying to adopt him. That's how it all started.
Jeez.
But we couldn't get him, but we got the one we were supposed to get.
Absolutely.
Instead.
Very cool. Hudson, how has, and Jenna, you can jump in here whenever you like, but how has that brought you more appreciation and more room in your heart for that little brother of yours, Eric?
It showed us that we have it good compared to a lot of kids and how, like, there are kids starving around the world and we're over here eating 5-course dinners.
Yeah.
And how it makes us kind of want to adopt, help give those kids a home.
Yeah. That's so cool. So, I mean, this exposure that y'all have been doing with your children goes beyond adoption. You're making them aware of a lot of life lessons and life skills beyond what they'll get in the classroom. What ways are you fostering that, and what ways are they receiving that?
I think originally it was almost unintentional. I remember distinctly when we were building the log house, we were adding the porch on, and Hudson here was like 3 at the time, 3 and a half, something like that. And to build the porch, we had to put what they call it, I think they call it a lag board on the bottom log.
Hudson's agreeing with you because he knows exactly what that was.
And then you attach the porch joist to that. And to attach that lag board, we would have to put screws through that. So it was 2x12, and then we would put like a 12-inch wood, not a wood screw, but a 12-inch screw, literally, like this long, you know, through that board and into the log. And he wanted to help. He always wanted to help. And we got started on the work. We'd put in some screws. It was difficult. You would pre-drill, and then you would just take basically a socket wrench and sit there and
mm-hmm.
crank away on this thing, and it would take 10 minutes to put in a screw. Well, he wanted to put one in, so I started one for him, turned it a couple of times, and went off and did something else, and came back 10, 15 minutes later. He's still working on it. Everything okay? Yeah. Well, come back later. I think, honestly, it took him like 45 minutes. And I had to turn like the last 3 times. We'd gotten a piece of PVC and stuck it on there. We have a picture floating around of him doing this. And he looked so little.
You said he was 3?
Rachel? 4?
Maybe 4. Maybe.
Maybe 4?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that time frame.
So I had
little
tiny arms.
And, well, it was hard for anybody, honestly. But I ended up, out of that, I started it so he could get going, and then I had to turn it like 4 times at the very end. Because he refused to give up. And that wasn't, you know, that wasn't anything that we had intentionally taught him.
Yeah.
It was just being in that environment.
I think we were afraid that we were going to mess our kids up, that we were working them too hard. Like, are they going to need therapy because we did all this? Because they were hammering nails and staining wood and doing all that stuff, you know? Well, most kids their age weren't having to do all this.
Would you say, Hudson, that just being a part of it was satisfaction for you?
Yeah, and I had a log that I would hammer nails into for hours every day. It had a couple thousand nails in it.
Jeez. So, Jenna, where are you at in school? What kind of interests do you have right now that are kind of being formed in your heart?
I'm in eighth grade.
She's still figuring out what she
wants. I don't have any clue what I want to do up at all. And I'm just going to figure it out.
That's right.
One day.
Well, that's really cool. So, Keith and Rachel, what intentional things are you doing to kind of point that arrow back so when it's time to let it go, they're flying straight?
Well, we just think about what skills do most people wish they had gotten, you know? We teach them all how to cook. We teach them how to handle money, basic home repairs, car repair stuff. What to do if you need money. Like, they all, whenever they need money, we post them on Facebook. Hey, I'm looking for, I can do this.
Oh, cool.
That's how they, because we don't really pay for any of their stuff.
Tell us about that. Any fun stories that have come up for knowing that you guys are sometimes for hire?
We clean houses, we cut lawns, we babysit, we try to cook, paint.
That's great. Is this more seasonal or anytime?
It's
something you want to buy a new dress, buy a new what?
It's kind of whenever we need money for like a fundraiser or something.
That's great.
A school trip, yeah.
That's good. What fundraisers are you a part of right now?
We're, our school is raising funds for upgrades to the school. Like, I think there's a new classroom. And then if you sell a certain amount of boxes, you get to go to...
Of chocolate.
You get to go to Gatlinburg.
Yeah. Gatlinburg. Very cool.
So our rule is if you're going to go, you got to
pay for yourself. So we got to make some money.
So how far along are y'all on that?
I think we're done with it now, almost.
Yeah.
That's good. We're talking with Keith and Rachel, Jenna and Hudson. We're kind of identifying things in their life that is so wonderful and sometimes challenging. You know, YouTube can teach, you know, but it can't mentor. Are you seeing kind of maybe in this generation or even there's so much technology that kids can learn anything they want to learn, but maybe that there's a gap in actually hands-on mentoring?
Well, I think probably 50, 60 years ago, we had community way more than we do now. There's no community.
Right.
We feel like we have community. We have a false sense of community because we're connected to everybody all the time.
Yeah.
But we really don't have any deep, people don't know how to have deep relationships, I think. Do you agree with me?
Yeah. Definitely.
So in your desire to do outreach, you have a lot of online content.
Right.
Talk about what maybe the vision is for more of this. Maybe it's bringing a foster kid in to learn life skills. What are you, what lies ahead for this this forum and this platform that you've created to give resources, give material?
Right.
What else do you want to do to kind of make that hands-on mentoring made real and practical for this generation of youth kids?
Well, that's kind of how this all started was we were foster parents and we were working a lot with foster kids and we saw the kids aging out with absolutely no skills. They basically are on their own. They have no family support. They don't know anything about anything. Like, how do you buy a car or anything like that? So that is kind of what started this all because we were like, we could teach some of this stuff. And our goal was to get where we could do like little success clubs and teach kids, you know, read books with them that with principles that they needed in their life. It's kind of like your podcast, you know, you just start with what you see. You don't wait around for the perfect environment because that'll never happen. You just start with your idea, and then as you go, you're like, oh, well, maybe we need to move this way a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the frustration comes maybe later in life when the more time, the more people grow, they realize they didn't have mentorship, they didn't have character building, they didn't have someone, whether a coach or an uncle or somebody that or a pastor that kind of took some time with them. Because, you know, each season of their life, we all need those people.
Right.
You know, a sophomore, an eighth grader, Jenna, he's going to need someone that she can look up to. And then that person will drop off. And then in your 10th grade year, you'll need someone else you can look up to. So the more and more that doesn't happen, I think you see this kind of this 3, 4, 5 years or even their whole life of no one really helping them. And
right.
They get frustrated because they don't have the tools to change a tire, to
right.
change a sink, to do all these things, to maybe even get down to it. Have a relationship with someone, you know, friendship.
Right.
So I just think that's so important for that
I think
to happen.
Well, we're made for relationship. And if you don't get it, I mean, you go looking for it somewhere else. And I just think people just don't have the skill. People don't intentionally want to mess their kids up.
Yeah.
It's nobody's goal to like, well, I'm going to just send my kid out there not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people just don't know how to do it. Like, or they feel like, say, with finances, like, they feel like, well, I'm not really winning at it myself. I don't think I need to be teaching my kid that. Don't realize all they have to offer.
It's not only that, it's that they feel like they're so busy that they don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's true. Sometimes they're just wasting their time, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be anything, you know, structured or anything. It's just maybe you have to be purposeful about it to an extent, but it doesn't have to be anything that's super planned out or put deep thought into or whatever.
Yeah.
I think we let the urgent get in the way of the important. So you just need to think about what you want your life to look like
mm-hmm.
and what you want your kids' life to look like.
Yeah.
And like think about the future and then work backwards and say, well, what do I need to be doing now? My kids know, I say to them all the time, I want my future sons and daughters-in-law to love me. So if I let you live like a slob and not know how to cook or clean, like when you get married, I don't want them hating me because I didn't teach you all this stuff.
That's good.
Like I want them to say, I'm so happy that they had you as a parent because you taught them well. Yeah.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. One of the things I've noticed on your website, one of your core values, and again, bedaringlife.com is, for those listening, I really urge you to go there and check out all their material. They've spent a lot of time and putting out some great content. I was reading some last night of yours. It's really, really good stuff. Hudson, what's your age right now?
I'm 12.
12. This right now is a great learning experience of just sharing your thoughts right now. And 12 years old, man, I think I was learning how to tie my shoe at 12 years old, or learning what left hand was versus my right hand was. I think I still messed that up. I had to do the L on my left hand to figure out what hand I'm on. But 12 years old. So what aspirations, what goals maybe do you have? What desires do you have in the future? Jenna's right now just kind of taking one day at a time. I can appreciate that. You talked about earlier how I got into podcasting. I said, I don't really know. In college, I didn't have an idea what I wanted to do even after school. So more so to you, Hudson, do you have an idea of in mechanics?
Yes. I would like to own my own business. And
what kind of business?
I would like to own my own small engine business and a construction company.
That's good stuff. Hudson, was there been an influence or a person or an event that's kind of shaped that in you?
Yes. A friend of ours, Mr. Scott, he gave me a leaf blower and a lawnmower. Neither of them were working. He's like, you can make a business out of this. And that's what got me started.
That's good. That's good. I can already see maybe the wheel is turning, you know, like your mom said. If you have that end in mind, if you want to own one day, you start to kind of flesh that out, start to say, hey, if I was going to be a boss, would I, you know, sleep in? Or would I short not do chores? Yeah, yeah. All those daily tasks that you're given, even right now, are important because you have that sense of integrity, you know? Very cool. So Ashton's not here, Rebecca's not here, Eric's not here. Tell us about them quickly before we wrap up. How are they in all this? Where are they at in life?
Ashton just graduated from UWF, and he moved out, and he's working a couple jobs, trying to find where he's going, right? Remember that stage in your life?
Gosh, totally. Those 20 to 30 years. Yeah. Now is when it gets good.
Yeah. Rebecca is 16. She loves to cook. She wants to go to culinary school. That's her gift. So when she wants to raise money, she sells food.
That's cool. We have a friend like that.
And Eric is 6 and in kindergarten. And we have to put him in the other room because we would not be able to hear anybody talk. Yeah.
We got one like that.
So our whole goal is, you know, we want our kids, we want to help other people. We want our kids to learn things gradually and in a safe environment. Because I hear so many of my friends tell the story of, I got out on my own and I didn't know how to handle money. I didn't know how to cook. I didn't know how to do anything. And it's stressful enough just being on your own.
Yeah.
And you got to pile all that on. You could have learned that. You can learn that when you're younger.
Yeah.
And it's better to make your mistakes in a safe place, you know, when you have a little bit of money than when you get out and you get your first credit card offer and, oh.
Well, I can imagine even your own parents, so just the values they instill in you kind of overflowing to them. And I think that's such a neat parenting mindset is what you've been given. You're generous enough to share all of that with your children because you'll see them down the road how they become because of how you have acted on them.
Right. They better be good.
Oh, we're just a full household here. One out of college, Ashton and Rebecca, and Jenna 8th grade, and Hudson is going to be the new CEO of Milton Automotive maybe one day. And Eric, just a house that's full of intention. You know, you have your eye on the prize. Rachel and Keith, you know how important this nest is and how important this season is. So I commend you for all that you're doing and all really just how generous you are with your wisdom. You're sharing your content. You're not just concerned with your own children, but you're putting this content out there so others can read and benefit from. So what's current for BeDaringLife.com and kind of what's the future look like for that website? More content, more material, any new vision there?
Well, we're always going to have free content on the website. We want to eventually get where we offer courses. Our goal is we teach kids life skills so that when they graduate, they don't have to live in their parents' basement. That's my new motto.
A new motto. Just you hear it first.
You hear it first.
You hear it here first.
So we want to have like how to teach your kids about money starting in middle school, you know, how to have a basic cooking class, do different little things that they could supplement the free content with. So if you want to be on our mailing list, go to our website, bedaringlife.com, and sign up. That way you'll get informed of any new, our whenever we post a new blog, it pops up in your email. And whenever we have new stuff, we'll send out an email about it.
Yeah, go check that out because not only are there Rachel's blogs, Keith's articles as well, but
right,
a lot of good video. Yeah, go ahead. A lot of great video by Ashton, by Hudson and Jenna, right?
Yeah, they write articles too, so.
Tremendous. I mean, y'all too, just even sitting here and hanging out with us is pretty inspiring that you're so cool, calm, and collected.
We're shaking in our boots.
Last words by Jenna. Go.
Hey, you had some good thoughts last night.
Huh? That was about... not one of them.
Hudson wanted to give his pizza roll, actually. He had a pizza roll analogy.
Go ahead,
how Mike. Our generation has no patience. Like, when you make pizza rolls in the microwave, it's quicker, but they're soggy. But when you make them in the oven, they're crispier and taste better.
Did y'all hear that? This is what you're going to be getting. More and more of this at BeDaringLive.com. Hudson's Nuggets of Wisdom. Hudson's Pizza Nuggets of Wisdom. And we'll just conclude with that. The Murphy family coming in strong. A wonderful, dynamic, intricate family with so much color, so much life. And I just want to commend you both, Keith and Rachel, for just your style and attitude and perspectives and just your intention. And likewise, you kids are awesome. Glad you're here. And keep having fun. We'll follow you along the way.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
All right, there it is, episode 13. Thank you again for tuning in. And be sure to check out their website, once again, is BeDaringLife.com. It really is a great resource for youth and parents as well. And in the future, they will provide online courses and training for those seeking more skills and overall everyday life development. So make sure you favorite that site. A special mention to our sponsor, Inner Light Surf Shop. They will be hosting their 50th anniversary celebration event on Friday, the 15th, at their downtown location on Palafox. The party gets started around 4 p.m. It's going to be a great event, and they want to celebrate their appreciation to the community for their support these past 50 years. There will be films and music and food and games. And all of their locations will be having store-wide sales that day. But the party gets started downtown 4 p.m., so be sure to stop by this historic night. I wish I could attend, but tomorrow I will be leaving for Africa and will be gone during the event. Our team of 9 will be going to visit a few orphanages, and I'll be assisting with some soccer ministry there. I can't wait, and I'll be sure to tell you all about it when I get back on episode 14. Thanks again to the Murphy family, and thank you for listening and stopping by the show. This is Matt Simpson reminding you to get out from underneath that bushel and shine on, shine on. And the point where we began.